meeting in Islamabad between India's and Pakistan's foreign ministers is the latest in a series of trust-building talks that started in February. And again, the focus is on terrorism. India blames the Pakistan-based group Lashkar-e-Taiba for the terrorist attack on Mumbai in 2008. Pakistani officials say India needs to get beyond its focus on Mumbai and move on to other issues, notably violence in the disputed territory of Kashmir. Last month in Islamabad, Indian Foreign Secretary Nirupama Rao told reporters that terror would not derail the dialogue. She said, "We must deny terrorist elements any opportunity to derail the process of improvement of relations between our two countries." Satish Chandra is a former Indian Deputy National Security Advisor. He says India's agenda is clear: to get Pakistan to crack down on terrorist groups and track down the perpetrators of the Mumbai attacks.
A much harder approach to Pakistan is called for than the one that we are adopting right now. The mollycoddling has to stop.
Chandra says Pakistan's army has to root out elements that support terror planning against India.
The Pakistan army is enormously capable and they can act. But they do not wish to act because they regard these people as strategic assets.
Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh has consistently affirmed his commitment to Indo-Pakistani dialogue. And there's mutual benefit to better relations. Since the attacks on Mumbai, cabinet-level commerce meetings between the two countries have stopped, and trade has fallen. The Federation of Indian Chambers of Commerce and Industry, or FICCI, reports that trade is down about 35%. Manish Mohan is a joint director of the South Asia branch of FICCI. He says increased trade could directly improve people's lives in Pakistan.
I will tell you, the cost of pharmaceutical in Pakistan is 10 times what it is in India. Why can't we supply those basic drugs and formulations to Pakistan? It makes sense for them to import it from India. And they're importing those things twice the price, five times the price from other countries.
Mohan says this could also offer a financial boost to Indian pharmaceutical suppliers. Linda Blake for VOA News, New Delhi.